Christmas time is here once again. Oh, joy. My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we got the Christmas spirit on In the Kitchen with Chris and Rob. Tonight is our holiday spectacular. Andy Williams Ain't Got Nothing on Us. If you'd like to get in on the Chris and Rob holiday special, you can call 749-1444. And here's my co-host Rob with that phone number once again.
749-1444 if you'd like to talk to Chris or Rob about the holidays or our very special guest, Shoshana.
Chef Shoshana Friedman is the head chef and culinary artist at the York Street International Cafe, and it's down there in Newport, Kentucky. Down there in the bluegrass at Newport, Kentucky on York Street. Hello, Shoshana.
Hello, good evening.
Now,
Merry Christmas.
You're the head chef and you cook everything, right?
That's correct. That's right.
Do you add the roux to the stock or the stock to the roux?
You add the roux to the stock.
What's the difference between roux and stock?
Well, roux is a creamy, rich sauce that you would add to thicken any flavorful soup or sauce you're going to put on a meat or
gravy. Mix up a little grease and flour.
Gotta have that grease.
Yeah, then you add the milk. But you can't add the milk. You gotta add it to the milk to make the gravy.
Right.
Gravy's very important around the holiday season, and that's why we've asked Shoshana to stop by the Chris and Rob late night talk show this evening to not only share with us a few of her favorite holiday recipes, but also to field some of your recipes from the listening audience. 749-1444. If you'd either like to share a holiday delicacy with us and the listening public, or if you'd like to ask Shoshana and Chris and Rob a few questions about how to exactly baste that ham that you're going to be making on Christmas Eve.
Let's talk about Chex Party Mix, though, for a while. Do you make that for the holidays?
Chex Party Mix? No, I allow that, you know, for those party animals that, you know, aren't going elsewhere with their party eating treats.
What about this new trend that I don't know how much I like it? Of the colored Rice Krispies. You got the green and the red Rice Krispies. It's supposed to make the Rice Krispies treats, which are the world's most perfect food. It's not the banana, it's a Rice Krispies treat. They're supposed to make the Rice Krispies treat even more festive. Your thoughts on the red and green Rice Krispies?
I think they're kind of sick myself.
I'm totally against it as well. The only thing I add to my Rice Krispie treats are chocolate chips.
Now, is there anything that you feel, as a culinary artist, is appropriate for the holiday season that includes marshmallows in the recipe? I'm not a big fan of marshmallows myself.
Oh.
S'mores? Holiday s'mores?
No, s'mores are for the summertime at the campfire.
Camping.
That's campfire food.
I don't usually cook with marshmallows unless I just got those groovy munchies and I need to have some Rice Krispie treats.
The groovy munchies. We've heard about the groovy munchies. 749-1444. It's going to be a power-packed show this evening here at WAIF, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. So get your calls in now, 749-1444.
What's the most popular menu item at the York Street Cafe?
Oh, well, we have a lot of great things. I have to say, we do some great Mediterranean foods.
Yeah, it's an international cafe, isn't it?
Yes, we do.
What do you mean by Mediterranean food? Italian or Libyan or what?
We have all kinds of delicious. We have a spanakopita, a wonderful pastry. It's Greek with spinach and a variety of cheeses. Lots of butter, of course.
Butter's my favorite part around the holidays.
We've been doing lots of great specials, wonderful filet mignon. We have great shrimp dishes, and we're refurbishing the menu. We have all kinds of wonderful, wonderful treats. Wonderful.
On a car phone in downtown Cincinnati is Chris. Hello, Chris. You're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Welcome to the program. Where are you cruising tonight?
Actually, I'm northbound 75 in just near the Oldenburg Brewery there, Fort Mitchell.
Have you been driving around tonight looking at all the pretty Christmas lights and all the pretty Christmas displays?
Well, kind of. I'm at work.
Have you stolen any baby Jesuses yet this season?
No, I haven't, but I am running up a nice cell phone bill on my company's time here.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Listen, I just heard this recipe, and I don't know if you guys maybe have heard of it. It sounds great, and I'm thinking maybe your expert there might give me a little insight into how exactly to go about doing this to get it just right. I've heard that you take, several White Castle hamburgers, mash them up, and stuff turkey with them in place of a traditional stuffing. What do you think about that?
Shoshana?
The whole idea, I'm sorry, Chris, of White Castles is a little frightening to me, although I know my host loves them. But I am all for the Frisch's hot cake, or hot fudge cakes, you know, for that holiday treat, you know.
Wait,
just that little more.
Something inside a turkey?
No, but for that lovely dessert treat, you know, throw some more whipped cream, caramel.
Now, I've heard about this whole White Castle as stuffing concept.
I think it sounds great, and everybody thinks I'm nuts when I tell them this, but I think it sounds awesome.
Well, look, I personally could eat White Castles in almost any form.
Sure.
Including dipped in beer. But
don't you think it would be great to have the kind of the drippings from the turkey, the inside of the turkey kind of soaking into them, and then and having the flavor from the White Castle emanating into the meat of the turkey?
Are we talking with or without cheese?
Or the buns.
It could go either way. I cheese might even just make it that much better. I don't know.
Well, see, when I think of stuffing, I think of bread and I think of herbs and spices. What's that herb you always put in stuffing?
There's a lot of sage.
Oregano.
Yeah, sage and oregano. I think about things like that. Sometimes I think about little bits of parsley, and I think about some vegetables. I even occasionally will think about raisins, because I've had stuffing with raisins in it.
Good. Yeah.
But I've never known of a stuffing to have beef in it, especially inside of a poultry product like a bird or a turkey. So I kind of have to wonder about the whole...
Did you say beef, though?
Beef, yeah, meat.
There's no meat in a White Castle, is there?
The point being, whatever you want to call it, whether it's 100% government USDA-approved beef, my friend.
Yeah, okay, all right.
The concept of putting beef inside of a bird, to me, is a little more unappealing. But, you know, hey, you know...
But you pull it out, you know, and you eat it separately. I'm just thinking the flavors.
It's
just a crazy idea.
Maybe if you took the bun that's already been soaked in that onion grease and with the onions and chopped that up and got to have it stale, too, let it sit around for a few days.
That might work. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a good night.
Keep on cruising and keep on charging up phone calls to your company there. You should call your Aunt Hildred out there in Utah.
Now, one thing we have to point out here, because no holiday cooking show is complete without this, is the fact that you have to be extremely careful when you stuff your turkey, because you may not get your turkey all the way done when you have it stuffed full of like a cornbread or even a White Castle filling. Am I right on this, Shoshana? Will you back me up on this?
I can back you up all the way. Cook that turkey, keep it juicy, but let it get cooked all the way.
Especially if you have stuffing in the cavity.
Yeah, there's some controversy about how long you cook your stuffing inside the bird. How about how long and at what temperature?
I don't think you're supposed to cook the stuffing in there at all anymore. Because the stuffing...
Our grandmas did it 50, 100, 150 years ago.
Look at them. They're all dead now, aren't they? All the pioneers are dead now.
I guess you got a point there.
Daniel Boone is dead. And back then, the eggs weren't rotten, weird, steroid-crazed eggs either. They were kind of fresh eggs.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, Holiday Spectacular 1997 Christmas Edition. This is better than the Perry Como Christmas Show, isn't it?
It sure as heck is. Where's Brooke Shields?
She'll be here in a minute. Maybe Charo will stop by.
What's your favorite sweet to make at the holiday, Shoshana?
Either
at York Street or around your household?
I love all kinds of desserts. I happen to be a chocoholic, but we do a great chocolate toasted pecan spice cake. And I'd say every dessert could go with a creme brulee. I love it. Love it.
And what's a creme brulee mean?
Creme brulee is a wonderful baked custard, lots of good eggs, cream, vanilla.
Now, how come
beautiful stuff?
Fudge, you don't generally eat in July. But come December.
It would melt.
But come December, the fudge, you can't go wrong with fudge. Why is fudge such a big holiday thing?
You can't go wrong with chocolate. I have to say, the rum balls, the brownies, I mean, if it's got chocolate, it's going to go over.
Yeah, put those down. Those are very obnoxious.
Oh, these are festive. These are our festive jingle bells brought to you by Cincinnati Jingle Bell, Inc. And our guest tonight, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Our guest is the chef Shoshana Friedman and culinary artist at the York Street International Cafe, who brought down some gingerbread cookies, including a full-sized, human-sized gingerbread man. Rob already ate it, the foot all the way up to the knee. How do you make a gingerbread cookie anyway?
It's a delicate process, stirring in that molasses, all that good ginger, cinnamon.
What is gingerbread? I mean, I know what bread is and I know what ginger is, but what's gingerbread?
Well, when you put that butter and sugar together, it just
turns into a little sugar.
Holiday treat. If only everyone could see this gorgeous man.
Oh, he is. He's hot. He's sort of like an ebony Arnold Schwarzenegger. Speaking of holiday treats,
this is going to be big.
This is going to be huge,
ladies and gentlemen. It's worth this awkward pause.
Here we go. This is a holiday treat for you all on the Chris and Rob late night talk show. We are joined live in New York City by none other than Soupy Sales. Hello, Soupy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and jolly old Kwanzaa to you, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, same to you. What's happening?
Hey, we're doing a late night talk show. Our guest is Shoshana Friedman. She's the head culinary artist at the York Street International Cafe. And if you have any questions or recipes that you'd like to run by Shoshana, you can do that. And we'd also like to know, what does Soupy Sales do on the holiday season?
You want to know right now?
Yeah, we're going all right now.
Well, let's see, the holidays.
You haven't been drinking again, have you, Soupy?
No, I've been sleeping again. I'm just relaxing and around the... sort of an old game we play. We put up a tree and we have a sign down there. We say, why not hang one on?
Are you roasting some chestnuts on an open fire?
Some chestnuts. You won't drive somebody crazy. Send them a partridge in a pear tree.
12 of them.
Well, 12 of them, that's right.
I don't know,
where do people who live in trailers hide their Christmas presents?
Maybe underneath the trailer.
Probably so. You want to drive somebody crazy, owns a trailer, a bunch of them, a pool table.
But you got to be able to afford one first.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Especially with the slate, a full slate pool table.
I love Cincinnati. Cincinnati is great. You send anybody a Skyline chili dog.
That's right. That's a festive holiday treat.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had one of those bad boys?
When I was in Cincinnati this past year, I was playing bananas there.
The Go Bananas Comedy Club,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How was that? Was that fun?
Oh, it was great. It was great. You know, because I started my career in Cincinnati. You didn't know that, did you?
No, what'd you do? How'd you get your career started in Cincinnati? I thought you were from up north.
I did the first teenage dance show ever called Soupy Soda Shop in 1949.
Well, good golly, I wasn't even born yet.
I know it. I wasn't either, but what the hell?
Well, what are you doing this holiday season? Do you celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah?
No, Christmas. That's the main thing.
Yeah, get some presents?
Oh, sure, presents and anything like that. Yeah, it's great.
The cool thing about Hanukkah, though, is you can get presents for 8 days instead of just one.
Yeah, that's true, because you hang out with stupid people.
Well, what's so stupid about people who celebrate Hanukkah?
Well, no, people give people presents for 8 days.
That's pretty ridiculous if you can afford it, though.
It certainly is. Well, you want to hear my favorite Christmas story?
Sure.
Well, one time a guy goes into a pet store and wants to know if he's got anything different for his wife who's having a birthday. So, of course, it's Christmas coming up, but man, he's having a birthday. So the guy says, have Chet. Why don't you give her a chance? It was Chance, and it's a singing parrot. So your kid says, no. What's unusual about it? He says, he likes to sing Christmas songs. The guy says, your kid. He says, no. He says, let me show you. So he brings Chet out, beautiful parrot, and he says, do you have a cigarette lighter? This is why. He says, well, Chet needs warming up. So the guy says, yeah. So he gives him a cigarette lighter. The guy takes a cigarette lighter, he lights it, and he holds Chet's wing over the lighter, and Chet sings, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Just one moment. He takes the lighter, he lights a parrot on the other wing, and the parrot sings, oh, little town of Bethlehem. Oh, I love to see this. I love that bird, I'll take it. He buys the parrot, he takes it home to his wife. He says, honey, I got a present for you. He says, you didn't have to wait till Christmas. He says, I'm going to give you Chet. He says, what the hell is a Chet? He says, a singing parrot that sings Christmas songs. He says, you're a kid. He says, no. You know, he says, let me see. So there's a candle burning on the mantle. So the guy holds the Chet's wing over one candle. Chet sings, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. He says, one moment. He says, just one moment. Now he holds the candle on the Chet's other wing. Chet sings, the weather outside is frightful. The weather says, let it snow, let it snow, snow. She says, I love this bird, thank you. She grabs it and she holds it over the fire. The bird sings, chestnuts bursting on an open fire.
Go back to bed, Soupy Sales.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Happy Kwanzaa. And have a joyful Hanukkah with all those stupid people.
Thank you. Same to you.
Hey, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Christmas time on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Soupy Sales. Stand by. More is about to happen. 749-1444 are the digits you need to talk to us, Chris.
Wow. And I'm Rob.
And our guest, Shoshana Friedman from the York Street Cafe. We'll be right back.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Ho, 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 I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm wearing a pair of festive holiday suspenders, a blinking bow tie, and a mistletoe belt buckle. Kiss me.
And I'm just wearing a little glittery holiday tinsel.
Oh, well, we could just hang that precious little ornament on the tip top of the Christmas tree.
I'm a little angel.
Fly, fly, fly.
Peace to all men.
And God bless the children and the needy and all the dames.
And Santa, please bring me a red Mercedes-Benz for Christmas this year.
Red goes faster.
Aw, yeah.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you want to get in on this, the digits are 749-1444. I'd like to welcome once again our guest, the culinary artist, Shoshana Friedman of the York Street International Cafe.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing so far?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You just got to talk to Soupy Sales.
That was pretty excellent.
You can go tell Ma and Pa Friedman when you get back home for Christmas all about it.
Woke him out of a blur and he stayed right there.
We got some more celebrities coming up, but first, the Fantastic Pez Man. Hello, Fantastic Pez Man.
Operating with zero mistakes.
What was that?
Good evening.
Good evening. What in the world was that? It's pretty psychedelic.
Oh, well, that's, I guess, you know, when a superhero comes onto the scene, it's kind of that flourish that comes with the cape and the tights, I guess.
So, Fantastic Pez Man, you're a holiday superhero, huh?
Yeah, I'm a superhero all year round.
And what are you doing to celebrate the holidays?
Well, I just heard that interview with Soupy Sales, and I thought I'd call in because it reminded me of a recipe that I wanted to get for some eggnog.
Oh, yeah? Are you a big consumer of eggnog around the holiday season?
Well, not usually, but I think that Soupy Sales' favorite meal of the day has got to be happy hour.
Yeah. That ain't a bad meal.
He's like a 90-year-old guy who's woken up out of a dead sleep. And now you, fantastic Pez man, are making groundless accusations about his drinking habits.
Well,
that doesn't sound very superhero-ish to me, especially on this Christmas Eve.
Well, let's just say that they named a wing of the Betty Ford Clinic after him.
No, they didn't.
Ba-dum-boom. Ba-dum-boom.
But anyway, I wanted to ask your guest about some creative recipes for eggnog.
Well, you know, I'm going to wing it here, but I would say that you'd start with a lot of cream, some half and half, some, you know, cooked egg yolks. Eggs. You want to make like a, you know, a custard kind of thing, cooking it over double boil. You want lots of rum, probably equal parts, rum to everything else, you know what I mean? It's like
maybe
just,
double parts.
Yeah, double.
In the case of the fantastic.
And then one little
man.
Pinch of nutmeg and you're there.
How come just a pinch? I mean, is nutmeg pretty powerful stuff?
Yeah, well, I like it, but it can be overwhelming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of the cinnamon kind of girl.
Is cinnamon good with eggnog as well?
Cinnamon, I'm sure, would be delicious with eggnog, yeah.
Well, there you go, fantastic Pez man.
Well, how about chocolate eggnog? Is that a...
Ooh, that sounds good.
Well, I mostly, you know, like to bake with my chocolate. I guess I could drink my chocolate with some cocoa, yeah, I guess.
You make hot chocolate. You can
hot
make chocolate
right.
milkshake. And if
right.
you can make a chocolate milkshake or a chocolate malted, you can certainly make a chocolate eggnog.
Right.
Maybe
sure.
strawberry, too.
But would rum taste okay with chocolate eggnog?
Oh, chocolate tastes good with everything.
Okay.
How about vodka? Try a little vodka with the chocolate. Chocolate and vodka is a pair like Batman and Robin, dude. Like Chris and Rob on the late night talk show. You got me?
Yeah, I think I'll get some chocolate cherry eggnog.
Chocolate cherry. Go to town there, fantastic Pez man.
Okay.
Happy holidays to you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show, 749-1444. Our guest, Shoshana Friedman of the York Street International Cafe.
Now, Shoshana, when you tell your friends and acquaintances, hey, I work at a cafe in Newport, do they all assume that you're a topless dancer?
Well, it's been a problem I had to deal with for a long time, but finally working hard, spreading the word around. We are known, you know, here around town. You know, and actually, I want to say that Terry Cunningham and his wife Betsy just bought the cafe, and we are on our way to being one of the great restaurants of Cincinnati.
Is this Terry and Betsy, are they going to be like doing some finish? Are they going to be improving some of the interior of the York Street?
It's on its way. It's been just going great since they bought the place, and they're a great couple.
Well, the York Street International Cafe is a unique joint, isn't it? You got a restaurant on the first floor. You got a bar with, sometimes they have musical entertainment and wine and drinks on the second floor. And on the third floor, isn't there like an art gallery?
That's right. It's a really gorgeous place. Just a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. Very warm and welcoming. It's an old pharmacy. And it's got gorgeous oak. And the restaurant is beautiful. The bar is great. And we have some great bands playing. And we show local artists work, so it's a really great place.
Isn't that disturbing to diners, though, when they're eating a lovely creme brulee prepared by you, and some sweaty punk comes walking through carrying a Marshall stack, bumping them in the back of the head, and it just seems like a vicious scene sometimes.
Yeah, we try and deter the bands from bringing their equipment through the restaurant, but, you know, we do like to rock the house here and there.
You gotta have a rock in the house every once in a while.
Yeah. As long as they can handle, you know, the great decor. We got lava lamps. We've got beautiful antiques. We've got everything.
Now, is there anything, any dishes you use in the kitchen? Like if you have, you know, a Swiss steak one day, well, the next day you have steak surprise where you reuse stuff. Do you ever recycle stuff?
Well, yeah, that's, I would have to say that any good cook would do that. It's, you know, part of the creative process.
So if you have some leftover lettuce from something, and then the next day you make some kind of salad or some kind of tuna salad out of it.
Right. Do a shrimp scampi dish and make shrimp bisque the next day.
Well, we have a woman on the phone who's an expert at recycling stuff, but her expertise is not in the area of food.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Frida Fannin isn't shooting her holiday budget on Christmas ornaments this year. She's making her Christmas ornament decorations from used, spent shotgun shells. Hello, Frida.
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
Doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're in the festive holiday spirit.
Oh, great.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
All right.
We have a guest tonight, Shoshana Friedman. She's a culinary artist. That's a chef at the York Street International Cafe right here in Cincinnati. And where are you, Hazard, Kentucky?
Yes, Hazard, Kentucky.
And where do you get all these shotgun shells that you're famous for making Christmas ornaments out of?
Well, a friend of mine supplies us with shotgun shells. Her husband, Carl Pigman, and her son, Robert Pigman, go deer hunting. And then I have friends that deer hunt a lot, and they all save their shotgun shells for Betty and I.
They hunt with a shotgun for deer?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just glad they're not shooting, fugitives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, where's Hazard County? Is that in
No, it's Hazard, Kentucky.
Is that in Breathitt County?
No, it's about 23 miles south of Breathitt County.
You know, they used to call Breathitt County Bloody Breathitt County.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haven't heard that one.
Now, when I think of old shotgun shells, I'm thinking that they smell like gunpowder and are garbage and you throw them away. What is it that you do to transform them into festive holiday ornaments?
Well, we paint them, put beards on them, Santa beards like snow, and put little hats on them.
Do you
and
use any of that glittery stuff?
Oh, some of it. Some of them. We just do them different.
Now, are shotgun shells the only things you make Christmas ornaments out of, or do you use all sorts of things from the garbage?
We have used light bulbs, recycled light bulbs. We have paint brushes. We have old crushed up soda pop cans.
Really? What do you do with those?
Make Santa Clauses.
What, out of a pet, out of like an RC Cola can?
Yes.
Do you crush it first or just use the can as it is?
We crush it and use the opening that you drink from. We use that for their mouth. We put the paint their faces. And
That's kind of cute. Is there a tree like in downtown Hazard that you decorated for the mayor or anything?
No, we didn't decorate. We have bazaars, Christmas bazaars. Matter of fact, I come north to Milan, Indiana, Osgood, Indiana, to a Christmas bazaar.
Oh, yeah?
Once a year and bring my ornaments. Hope to be there next year. And we just decorate our own trees, and then we have Christmas bazaars. We have one here at the library, and one at the college, and one in my home.
At what college?
Hazard Community College.
Oh, okay.
Now, Frida, do you do this for a business? Like, are you selling your shotgun shells to people?
Yes, we sell them.
And with an 800 number?
Pardon me?
Do you have an 800 number?
No, we don't have an 800 number. It's just 1-606-436. Mm-hmm.
4602. Do you encourage people to do their own sort of creative arts and crafts to make their own ornaments?
Yes, I do.
That might put you out of business.
Oh, no. No, everybody. We have lots of bazaars going on just all over the country. You know, we just there are just lots of bazaars. We go to Tennessee once a year to a bazaar, and I just think it's a great hobby. Just we have some old corn cobs we made Santa Clauses from. They're beautiful.
What are some of your favorite holiday treats to eat at the Christmas time?
To eat?
Yeah, what do you like to eat around Christmas?
Oh, fruitcake. Love fruitcake. Homemade candy.
Yeah.
Fruit. Just lots of things.
You having turkey or ham this year?
Having ham this year.
Do you usually have turkey?
Usually have turkey.
Why'd you go for the ham this year?
Well, my husband is a basketball coach here in Hazard. We were state champs last year.
Congratulations.
Lady Bulldogs, thank you. And one of his players gave us a big ham this year.
All right.
As a gift. So
what are you going to do with the empty ham can?
It's a smoked cured ham.
Oh, it's not a good ham. It's not one of those canned hams.
Well, are you going to do anything with those little, what are those little things you stick in a ham called?
Cloves.
Are you going to do anything with the cloves?
Well, now, we do make some. Sometimes we do. We make
now, can I tell you what I did in first grade?
Yes.
When I was in first grade, Mrs. Brabs brought in a bunch of apples
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of cloves.
Yeah.
Millions of these little cloves. I mean, we found them in our clothes when we went home. They were under our desk. They were in our lunch boxes. And we took the apple and we put cloves all over it.
Right.
I mean, until it was completely covered with cloves all the way.
Right.
And then we put it like in a little red net. And we would take the red net on the end and either tie a little hook into it or you know, something like that and
mm-hmm.
hang it on the tree.
Oh, great.
Or we'd make a little loop out of it.
Oh, sounds neat.
Now, Frida, if you couldn't tell, Chris was in the slow class.
Now, about 3 days after Christmas, boy, that thing was starting to smell. But you know, it was sort of one of those festive holiday scents.
Right.
And in our family, we kept reusing that apple with the cloves in it year after year after year, and I don't think Mom got around to throwing it away until about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh.
And it still smelled like a clove-ridden apple. You should try it. What do you do with your cloves, Frida?
Now, we had applesauce, mixed applesauce and cinnamon, and made gingerbread man.
Oh, yeah?
That's good, yeah.
Made we got a gingerbread man right here.
Pardon?
We have a gingerbread man right here made out of gingerbread by our culinary artist, Shoshana Friedman of the York Street Cafe.
Oh, neat. Makes the tree smell nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tastes good going down.
Well, thanks a lot, Frida, and good luck with your next craft bazaar.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling, and you have a nice holiday.
Once again, if somebody would like to order a festively decorated Christmas ornament personally made for your tree from Frida Fannin, is your company called anything?
No, just my best friend and I, Betty Pigman, we just make our own ornament.
You can call her at 606-436-4602. Thanks, Frida.
Right. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
And ho, ho, ho.
Thanks. Good night.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444.
You know, my grandma Palmer's from Hazard County.
Oh, really?
Or Hazard, Kentucky. So don't make fun of anybody from Hazard, Kentucky.
Well, I wasn't making fun of
anybody. Okay. You're getting ready to, though, city boy. Mr. Forest Park suburb. You're getting ready to. I can see the look in your eye. As soon as I get this woman off the phone, I'm going to start making fun of old ladies from Hazard, Kentucky.
What do you think John Schneider puts on his tree?
I don't care what John Schneider puts on his tree.
What about Boss Hogg? Hello, Roxanne, you're on the air.
No, it's Hazard, Kentucky. That was Hazard, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
You're so stupid. You don't even know that. You're so stupid.
Roxanne.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What you up to, Roxanne?
Nothing. I was just thinking. I work in a restaurant, too.
Which one?
I work down at Skyline Chili.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, over in Clifton.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what the funniest or strangest moment was that Shoshana ran into at work. Or any mishaps with crazy food or fungus or something.
Oh,
fungus.
Well,
there'd be no fungus at the York Street Cafe. Thank you very much.
The only fungus would be a portobello mushroom. Now, but no.
Maybe down there at the Skyline Chili you're serving up a little fungus.
Sometimes. But we can cover it up with some sauce.
Anyhow, Shoshana, any wacky holiday stories for us?
Well, actually, you know, there are lots of wacky things happen in any restaurant, I have to say. I don't know. I mean, you know, a fallen cake turns into a bread pudding, turns into whatever. I mean, I don't know what kind of wacky story you're looking for. But
like, can anybody run back in the kitchen and just, I don't know, give you a hug or say anybody...
Oh, well, I have to say that happens quite a bit. It's a really warm atmosphere, and the customers, those people like my friends.
And it is
Newport. Yeah, yes. People can be running through, streaking through the restaurant. You just never know.
Sometimes
you know?
After dessert, a customer will run back in the kitchen, give her a big hug, and stick a dollar in her belt.
Cool.
Hey, yeah. I'll share a wacky experience. When I was cooking, we were barbecuing, and I was in the Army, and I was cooking for like a whole big line of people. And the fire was going down, and my sergeant said, hey, throw this cup of gas into the fire. And so I did, and the fire just ran right up the cup, lit the cup on fire. So I dropped the cup, therefore the gas went all over me. So then, you know, these people are in line to get a hamburger, and then they see that their chef is on fire rolling around on the ground. And it burned off my eyebrow and part of my hair.
Now you still got a scar from it.
Yeah,
what about you, Roxanne? You opened this whole can of holiday worms.
I'm sure in Clifton you must have some crazy stories there.
Well, I was wondering, too, do you like to use basil, fresh basil in any of your
work? Oh, my God.
Work?
Yeah, fresh basil is just...
That and bay leaves.
Oh, my God. Fresh basil and tomatoes would go with anything.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, I was wondering if you guys were thinking about putting, like, a fresh mozzarella and tomato salad on your menu. That'd be pretty good.
That would be a great thing. We'll probably be doing that in the spring or as a special or something like that. But we do have some great pastas with fresh basil and romas and olives.
Cool.
It's a great thing. And, of course, garlic.
Oh, yeah. Garlic is good.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, you too, Roxanne, down at the Skyline Chili.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll be right back. Here's a little holiday song from Loretta Lynn.
hear his sleigh bells ring.
So the heck with old Santa Claus. When he goes dashing through the snow, I hope he falls. I'd like to hit him at his
ho, ho, ho,
with a bunch of big snowballs. The heck with old Santa Claus. Be like the little pig I read about. If that big bad wolf in red comes down my chimney, he's gonna scorch his whiskers, there's no doubt. So to heck with old Santa Claus. When he goes dashing through the snow, I hope he falls. I'd like to hit him at his
ho, ho, ho,
with a bunch of big snowballs. The heck with old Santa Claus. Yeah, the heck with old Santa Claus.
The Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular. Welcome back to the Chris and Rob Christmas Special 1997. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And Andy Williams ain't got nothing on this. This is one of the most star-studded, star celebrity-packed late-night talk shows you're ever going to hear. Hello, Buddy Hackett.
How are you, Chris and Rob?
Couldn't be better. A happy Hanukkah and a Merry Kwanzaa to you.
Yes, and everybody in Cincinnati. Hello.
Hello. They're all saying hello back to you. Each and every single one of them.
I worked there 50 years ago this month.
Really?
51.
Were you doing a Christmas show?
No, I worked in the Emory Auditorium in a show called Call Me Mister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were there for 4 weeks.
What's that show all about, Call Me Mister?
It was all guys who had just gotten out of World War II. I was in the show with Carl Reiner, Bob Fosse, William Warfield, Betty Keene, Howard Morris.
Carl Reiner worked up a pretty wacky bit with Mel Brooks with that 2,000-year-old man.
Yeah, but you know, I didn't really believe it.
Neither did I. I thought they were putting us on the whole time.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
could be 2,000 years old except for maybe George Burns.
George Burns only got to be 100.
Hey,
you know, that was an interesting thing. George Burns, a comedian who never did any drugs in his whole life. Of course, he had martinis and cigars, but now you get some very, very talented people, including Chris Farley and John Belushi and Freddie Prinze, and they all use drugs, and their total age didn't come to 100.
Yeah.
So I hope any young people listening in listen to that.
And don't forget Lenny Bruce either. Maybe he was the funniest of all of them put together.
No, he wasn't the funniest. He and I were roommates. I worked with his mother. She died just a few weeks ago. She was 92 years old. And I worked with his mother when he was in the Merchant Marine. And this was in 1945. We worked in a place in Bridgeport, Connecticut called Mama Marino's Lodge. And she said, "My son is coming out of Merchant Marine. Could you help him get started in show business?" I said, "Sally, I'm getting $45 a week. I can't help myself into new shoes, for heaven's sake." I said, "I'll be his friend," and we were friends for a long time.
Well, friends is good.
Yeah.
Buddy Hackett, welcome to the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular. We have an in-studio guest tonight. Her name is Shoshana Friedman, and she's the culinary artist here locally at the York Street International Cafe. Do you have any recipes you'd like to pass along to her? Because she's always looking for new recipes.
Well, you know, Hanukkah is the time of year they make potato pancakes, which are called latkes, L-A-T-K-E-S.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say to you that if you get your blender and just take your potatoes, scrub them well, cut it into pieces, put it in a blender with a couple of eggs and a little oil and then your salt and pepper and cornmeal, or you know, matzo meal or cornmeal too, and just turn on the blender, even using the potatoes with the skins and all. because it gets so fine, and you make your batter for your potato pancakes in 2-3 minutes. That way, two to three minutes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Onion and all that. Put it in, take a look at the consistency. You know it the way it should be.
Yeah.
Drop that into your hot oil and boom, you go.
Yeah,
now, Buddy Hackett, are potato pancakes just a holiday dish? Or there's a place in town called Izzy's, and they serve potato pancakes year-round.
Yes, everybody eats them year-round, but this is just a particular holiday when they make them.
Yeah, you're talking to a pretty good Jewish girl here, so I know what you're talking about, the applesauce, the sour cream, it's all good with those potato pancakes.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I like it with just a little salt. My mother used to like it with... My mother used to like with sugar on it.
Mm.
She used to sprinkle sugar on it.
Yeah.
And because you had to chase the ants away first.
Buddy Hackett, last year on Christmas we called you, but you weren't available because you were taking a safari in the wild bushes of Africa.
I spent Christmas and New Year's, and I was in Africa, and then I went to the Seychelles Islands. I'm from Seychelles Islands, South America. It was the first vacation I ever planned.
Well, you...
I'd been to a lot of places, but we never planned one before.
You had such an adventure last year at holiday time. What are you doing this year?
This year, I'm going to have a shower.
That's an adventure.
Actually, tomorrow I go down to the mission with Jerry Vale and Louis Nye and a bunch of other actors, and we... You know, we feed the homeless. They really don't need us, except the profile of a celebrity makes more contributions so that the mission will do their work all year long, you know.
Can you make the homeless people laugh?
It's not an easy thing to do.
I didn't think so.
No, they smile and they wave, but nobody really laughs out loud.
Well, how do you feel about that? Because, I mean, you're Buddy Hackett. You're a big star. You're probably a multi-billionaire.
I pray to God for these people to find their way and help themselves. And I thank God very much that I am not amongst them, which could have happened many, many times.
You know, back when you couldn't afford shoes and you were living with, other starving comedians.
Well, you know, I grew up in... very, very poor people, but we had a family and we were together, and somehow we kept going.
Buddy Hackett, how are you celebrating Hanukkah this year?
Well, actually, my wife and I, we gave out a lot of gifts to unfortunate people around us. Our children are all grown, and they're all off together. The joy of the fact that all our children are well and happy and friends with each other and with our grandchildren, and they're all off together, and just the two of us alone, we just do things with other people. But Christmas Eve, we always spend with Kelly Lang. You know Kelly Lang?
No.
Kelly Lang is the news person, the 11 o'clock news person here on NBC. And she has Christmas Eve at her house every year. So we go there. The first year I went there, about 7-8 years ago, she had a goose and a turkey and prepared all beautiful. And we were all sitting around waiting, and she was in such a panic, and she had forgotten to turn the stove on.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
Then you had Domino's.
No, actually, I... got hold of the big turkey and cut it up in small pieces and put it into the microwave, and meanwhile had the oven up high, and then took the pieces and put them in a pan and put them in the oven and browned them, and it didn't look like a turkey, but it tasted very good anyway.
No potato pancakes? No mashed potatoes?
Not in Kelly Lang's house. We didn't have that. They go more toward the crepes.
Buddy Hackett, how's Johnny Carson doing lately? Have you seen him in a while?
I haven't seen him in... I saw him twice since he went off the air. Once, I took a huge cactus to his house. My wife is a cactus fancier. She belongs to the Pasadena Cactus Club. and I had this huge cactus, must have weighed 100 pounds or 80 pounds. And I took it to his house, and then once I met him on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I don't hear from him, and, you know, he has hobbies that are very...
He goes to Wimbledon a lot, doesn't he?
Pardon?
He goes to Wimbledon a lot, doesn't he?
He didn't go this past year.
How come?
He goes to Africa quite a bit. He goes with Jim Fowler. Remember the man used to bring all the animals on his show?
Yeah.
So now they go to Africa.
Cool.
Do but, the animals.
You know, you can take one of the cactuses like your wife has and decorate it for, you know, the holidays, put little ornaments on it, a little star on the top.
No, man, you don't mess with a cactus. That's dangerous.
That's asking for trouble. Well, Buddy Hackett, happy Hanukkah. Have a joyful Kwanzaa and a happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for taking the time to send some holiday greetings to Cincinnati.
Just say your prayers for everybody, you know?
Hey, Buddy Hackett, do you know why Italians don't like Jehovah's Witnesses?
Oh, Italians don't like any witnesses.
Happy New Year and God bless.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Buddy Hackett on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to get in on this, 749-1444 is the phone number.
Nothing like a little ethnic stereotyping humor around the holidays,
is
there?
That's the best.
So you got to be the setup man for Buddy Hackett. How do you feel?
It's an honor that I will wear very well, I'm sure. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. This is our holiday special for the year, once every year, a couple days before Christmas. We like to get in here, crank up all the old stereo knobs, and broadcast a little Andy Williams, Bob Hope style, Perry Como-esque, Bing Crosby sort of type of thing.
Do you get that record where it says, this is the Air Force, and we've seen an unidentified flying
The NORAD thing. We did that last year. Hello, Pam. You're on the air.
Hi. How y'all doing?
Okay, Pam. How you doing?
Oh, fine.
Where are you calling from tonight?
Avondale, Cincinnati.
And do you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa?
Christmas and Kwanzaa.
What's the difference?
Still the same.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You got presents, right?
Yeah.
And nothing too wrong with that.
No. But anyway, I loved it, Buddy Hackett's voice and everything. And, you know, Johnny Carson, I like him too. But, you know, just listening to y'all and everything, y'all really is like, you know, sounding so lively and stuff.
Well, thank you very much. We try to keep it upbeat, you know.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Don't say thank you. Maybe she's complaining. Would you like us to be a little more lackadaisical and dead?
Oh, no. Just, you know, stay lively.
Oh, well, we could just be dead if you want. Hi. Well, happy holidays.
Yeah.
How's it going out there?
Fine.
Yeah. Pam, do you have any recipes for the holidays you can share with Shoshana
and
the rest of Queen City?
What do you eat on Christmas Eve?
Just in other words, like some vegetables. Like, you know, potato salad. We just had a party today. And,
Chex party mix?
Oh, you know, all really good, you know, ingredients and stuff. We did have some snacks and stuff, but not those.
Do you make up some popcorn and string it together on a thread and put it around the old tree?
Oh, no. We just, in other words, had popcorn served, though, you know. Oh,
yeah. We tried that when I was a kid, but I wound up salting it all and eating it all before we could string it up.
Yeah. And, you know, I was at the party Sunday night.
Oh, the WAIF Christmas party was right here at the radio station evening.
All through the... Either from 6 to 10, I had me a beautiful time.
We had chicken wings and live music. Oh, glad you could make it, Pam.
So you're right. Shoot, I was all, you know me, like, you know, encoring them and babicio on them, you know what I'm saying? Babicio, you know, like with the exotic dancer, you know, and just how all of, you know, the performance was playing and stuff. I said, tell it like it is, you know what I'm saying?
I must have missed that part. Was there an exotic dancer at the WAIF Christmas party?
Yeah.
Really? Were people putting dollar bills in her garter?
Oh, nah.
But that's anyway. All right. You can tell it like it is. This is late night radio, you know? They only the best for the mighty WAIF.
For real.
There's a reason why we're the lowest station on the dial. You can't get no lower than us.
But you're all the way live, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thanks for your call, Pam, and we certainly wish that you have the merriest of Christmases and the Kwanziest of Kwanzas of all time.
All right, now, God bless y'all,
hey,
and
bless
happy,
you
happy holidays.
Take it easy.
All right.
Hey, don't be stealing any of those baby Jesuses from your neighbor's yard, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I was a little worried. She sounds like the kind of girl who would go around stealing little baby Jesuses out of the manger.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Butler County recently teamed up with Cars for Kids' Sake. It's a national fundraising organization to help with the cost of maintaining volunteer programs. Donated vehicles are auctioned and 75% of sales goes to the organization. For information about Cars for Kids' Sake or to arrange for your vehicle to be picked up, call 1-800-710-9145. Now another message from Shoshana.
National Guard and Reserve members are participating in Bosnian peacekeeping mission. Support your employees in the Guard and Reserve while they support the peace. Message from WAIF and Ad Council.
Well, that's right. Slick Willie was just over in Bosnia just the other day, wishing all those cats and soldiers a very, very Merry Christmas and trying to get a few votes for Al Gore in the year 2000.
Think so? You think that's what he's doing?
Mm-hmm. Hello, Risto. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Having a little Christmas celebration. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What do you do for the holiday seasons, Risto? And where are you calling from?
Calling from home.
Okay.
Calling from Mount Arden, to be exact.
You got any favorite holiday recipes you'd like to share with all of the tri-state area?
Nah, just wanted to call and say, you know, it's been fun being on WAIF FM. But, you know, like I had to depart my way, we had to depart our ways. But I have to say, it's been a lot of fun with you guys.
Well, we had a lot of fun being in front of you. What's going on? What's happening here?
Well, as you know, the flow is no longer flowing no more as of tonight.
The flow is gelled?
Yeah, you could say that. It has been canceled. Sorry to hear that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not going to say this is going to be the end of DJ Risto and JC, but I want to say, you know, on top of to all your listeners and all that, I have to say you guys are the greatest, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are WAIF.
Well, thanks, Risto, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. Now, we're a little concerned about your health these days. We want to know if you're eating right over the holiday season. Everyone knows that around Christmas time, Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, people wind up getting these gingerbread men and eating the entire head before anyone else can get their little greasy paws on it. Are you gaining any weight over the holiday season, Risto?
Well, I sincerely hope not, but...
But you think that you might be?
I might be, just a little bit, but I can lose it ASAP, though.
Have you thought about joining one of those fitness clubs, you know, like getting a Naughty Body or something like that?
Oh, well, matter of fact, I haven't joined the club, so...
Well, good, so you can eat all you want and then work it off the next day.
Something like that.
That's an urban myth. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, why don't you come with me, fella? How about that?
Okay. I got you. All right, well, thanks, Risto.
All right.
Merry Christmas and stay slim.
You too, Chris.
Hey, see ya.
749-1444.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Shoshana, what's the weirdest food somebody's ever ordered?
Oh, the weirdest food, anybody. I would have to say that people have ordered some very, very, very strange things. Smoked salmon in my scrambled eggs is not the thing I want to do.
Ew.
You know, a bagel, cream cheese, some
smoked
salmon.
Who puts smoked salmon in scrambled eggs?
You get an older lady coming into the restaurant and she's got an idea in her head and garnish it with some lovely fruit and she's on her way.
We ever have people who want
cappuccino?
You're still chewing on that gingerbread man head, aren't
it's
you?
A delicious
I can hear you over there on the mic going. You ate the whole head before anyone else could touch it. Oh, yeah.
With pleasant memory. Do you ever have somebody who wants, like, a steak that's, like, so rare, you say, I can't possibly send the steak out. It's barely done.
Yeah, my father. I have to say that would be my father. I'd rather do that than, you know, cook it till it's a piece of leather myself, but, you know.
What about eggs? Do you ever have anybody who wants their eggs so runny that it's gross and terrible?
I'm glad to say not, you know. Who wants that?
Hello, Libby, you're on the air.
Hi, I was thinking of carving some tofu into a turkey shape.
Well, Libby, are you like a vegetarian or something?
Yeah, well, let me go on and say I decided to make a pyramid instead.
A pyramid.
And that way, if a cockroach went into it, its vibrations would be raised so much it might even blast into another dimension. And then we could have the planet all to ourselves.
The possibilities are endless, aren't they?
A tofu pyramid.
Yeah, and I want to know what you think I should, like, what kind of glaze would be good on the sides of it, Shoshana?
The glaze on the sides of it. Well, I guess I go with the brown sugar glaze, you know? You want some brown sugar, some sherry.
How about some lemon drip?
Yeah. Let those tofu juices run over.
What's lemon drip? Is that like lemon juice?
I would think so.
Or is that like a lemon meringue you'd spread all over your tofu pyramid?
But I just want to put a few words in for the soybean, you know?
The soybean is a very important friend of humankind.
Yeah. Great show.
What has soybeans done for you, Libby?
Oh, well, they just keep me kind of like vibrating at about 7.85. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Thanks a lot, Libby.
Hey, Libby, Merry Christmas to you. You made my night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is the Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444.
You can hear that vibrator going.
From Santa Claus land, Santa is loading up his sleigh. Flash, from Santa Claus land, Santa will soon be on his way. With his bright